Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Parent Children with ADHD 48 Techniques and Strategies to Understand and Support Your Neurodivergent Child by Chris Elaine is a practical parenting guide focused on ADHD. Support rather than theory alone. Positioned in the self-help and parenting category, the book aims to help parents, educators, and caregivers better understand the everyday realities of raising a child with ADHD. Its central purpose is to translate ADHD awareness into concrete action through 48 techniques and strategies that address emotional regulation, focus, self-control, and the creation of a more supportive home environment. Based on the available book description and reader feedback, the book emphasizes compassion, advocacy, and realistic adjustment to the child's needs instead of trying to force neurodivergent children into rigid expectations. That makes it especially relevant for readers looking for direct, usable guidance that can be applied in daily routines, school coordination, and behavior support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, 48 structured techniques designed for immediate parenting application. One of the book's defining features is its use of 48 specific techniques rather than broad principles alone. That structure matters because parents of children with ADHD often need practical steps they can test quickly in real situations, not just general reassurance. A technique-based format also allows readers to move selectively toward the issues that matter most, such as task completion, managing transitions, or reducing conflict around routines. The book's value lies in translating the broad challenge of ADHD into manageable parenting actions. Instead of treating ADHD as a single problem with a single fix, it presents parenting as a series of adjustments that can support the child's regulation and functioning. This makes the book useful for families looking for incremental improvement rather than an all-or-nothing solution. The emphasis on specific strategies also fits the realities of neurodivergent parenting, where consistency, clarity, and repetition often matter more than abstract advice. Secondly, an empowerment model that resists trying to change the child. The book stands out for framing ADHD support as empowerment rather than correction. That distinction is important because many parenting books still implicitly treat difficult behavior as something to eliminate through stricter control. Here, the focus is on helping the child thrive by shaping the environment and response patterns around their needs. This approach aligns with modern neurodivergent-informed parenting, where the goal is not to make the child appear more typical, but to improve functioning, confidence, and emotional safety. In practical terms, an empowerment model tends to encourage more thoughtful responses to impulsivity, distraction, and frustration, because those behaviors are interpreted through the lens of developmental support rather than moral failure. For parents, this can reduce blame and escalation. For children, it can create more trust and willingness to cooperate. The book, therefore, offers a framework that is both behavioral and relational, connecting daily management with long-term self-worth and resilience. Thirdly, a focus on emotional regulation, attention, and self-control in daily life. The book repeatedly centers on three of the most difficult ADHD-related challenges for families: emotional regulation, focus, and self-control. These are not treated as isolated traits, but as interconnected areas that affect school, home routines, and parent-child conflict. This is a useful lens because many common struggles with ADHD do not come from defiance alone. They often arise when a child becomes overwhelmed, overstimulated, or unable to organize attention. By highlighting regulation and control, the book encourages parents to think beyond punishment and toward support systems that reduce friction before it starts. That may include clearer routines, more predictable expectations, and responses that help a child recover rather than spiral. This focus also reflects the reality that children with ADHD may know what is expected, yet still have trouble carrying it out consistently. The book's practical orientation appears to treat these issues as skill-building challenges, which makes the content especially relevant for everyday parenting, rather than diagnosis-centered discussion alone. Fourthly, correction of ADHD myths and stereotypes through a more informed perspective. Another important dimension of the book is its effort to deconstruct myths and stereotypes about ADHD. This matters because misunderstanding often shapes the way adults respond to children, especially in homes and schools where ADHD behaviors can be mistaken for laziness, disrespect, or lack of effort. By challenging those assumptions, the book helps parents interpret behavior more accurately and respond with greater consistency. That shift is not only ideological, it has practical consequences. When adults understand that attention differences and impulsivity are part of a neurodevelopmental condition, they are more likely to choose strategies that fit the child's actual needs. The book, therefore, contributes to advocacy as well as parenting, because informed adults are better equipped to communicate with teachers, support services, and other caregivers. This makes the text relevant beyond the home. Its perspective encourages readers to replace stigma with clarity, which can improve the child's experience in multiple settings and reduce the emotional burden that often comes from repeated misunderstanding. Lastly, a caregiver-friendly guide for home, school, and advocacy settings. The book is aimed not only at parents but also at educators and caregivers, which gives it a broader practical scope. That audience matters because children with ADHD rarely experience support in just one environment. Home routines, classroom expectations, and adult communication all influence how well a child manages daily life. A guide that is useful across these settings has greater real-world value than one limited to a single parenting style. The book appears to offer a shared language for adults supporting the same child, which can reduce inconsistency and confusion. It also seems designed for readers who need accessible, non-technical guidance rather than academic psychology. That accessibility is part of its appeal, since caregivers often need immediate tools they can understand and apply without specialized training. By positioning itself as a compassionate and usable guide, the book fills a common gap in ADHD parenting literature. It offers support that is both emotionally aware and operationally practical, making it relevant to families navigating everyday challenges and longer-term advocacy alike. In conclusion, How to Parent Children with ADHD is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, and other adults who need practical, compassionate guidance for supporting a child with ADHD. Its main strength is that it combines a supportive tone with concrete strategies, making it more immediately usable than books that focus mainly on diagnosis, theory, or broad encouragement. Readers looking for help with emotional regulation, attention, self-control, and day-to-day behavior management are likely to find it especially relevant. The book also stands out because it frames parenting through empowerment and understanding, not through correction alone. That approach makes it a strong fit for families who want to reduce conflict and build more workable routines without treating the child as a problem to be fixed. In a crowded ADHD parenting category, its distinction is the combination of 48 specific techniques, a neurodivergent informed perspective, and a practical focus on home and caregiver support. It offers clarity for readers who want guidance they can apply, not just reassurance they can read and forget. If you would like to support Chris Elaine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.